From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Londoners are holding a vigil to remember those killed in Wednesday's attack that left four people dead in central London. Crowds are lighting candles in Trafalgar Square, and faith and political leaders are attending the gathering. Earlier, British authorities identified the attacker as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud, a British-born Muslim who was known to police for weapons charges, but was not known to be sympathetic to extreme ideas. Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, which killed two civilians and a police officer. Massoud was shot to death by Parliament police. At least 40 people were injured in Wednesday's attack, some suffering what were called catastrophic injuries. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Theresa May told Parliament Thursday that her people will not be cowed by the threat of terrorism. Speaking in the House of Commons, May said that Britons will go about their normal lives without being terrorized. May paid tribute to the police who protected the Parliament building, including Officer Keith Palmer, who was killed defending the Parliament. May called Palmer every inch a hero. In Washington, meanwhile, President Trump paid tribute to American Kurt Cochran, who died when Massoud ran over him and his wife on Westminster Bridge. The president called Cochran a great American, adding that, "My prayers are with his family and friends." President Trump and Republican congressional leaders are struggling to find enough votes to repeal the national health care reforms, commonly known as Obamacare. A key vote on repealing the Affordable Care Act is set for late Thursday, the anniversary of the legislation being signed.